Hey, everybody, on this Monday episode of The Charlie Kirk Show, what do we always do? Take your questions that you emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. And when you email us and show us that you're subscribed and we take your question, you guys can get a signed copy of my book, The Spiral of Silence. What is that? Also, we talk about HIPAA, the vaccines, American history, and so much more. I take your questions on this Monday episode of The Charlie Kirk Show of Ask Me Anything. If you want to support our program, like Susie, like Teresa has, or like Pamela has, charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank William for your very generous support from San Diego. I want to thank Oscar for your generous support from Chicago. charliekirk.com/support. Ask Me Anything episode. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war, tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. We are taking your questions, so you can email us directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. And a lot of questions are coming in around the mandatory vaccine. So Joe Biden announced through OSHA that he is going to say that any employer, any business with 100 employees or more are going to be forced to vaccinate their workforce. That you have to vaccinate your workers or else you will pay the price. Now, I want to go to cut 84 here before I take your questions. Remember when Joe Biden said, no, I don't think that vaccine should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it to be mandatory. Let's go to cut 84.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Now, of course, he contradicted himself and he was lying. But according to the Bible of the left, which is The Prince by Machiavelli, the promise given was a necessity of the past. The word broken is a necessity of the present. Niccolò Machiavelli and The Prince. It's perfectly justifiable to talk out of both sides of your mouth. In fact, a famous French foreign minister famously said about lying, he said, we were given speech to hide our thoughts. Not, as Aristotle would say, that we are the speaking beings to actually communicate our thoughts honestly and precisely. He said that we were given speech to hide our thoughts. So it's predictable that Joe Biden would say, no, I don't want to mandate it. And then yesterday he says that we are going to use the power that we have to end private property as we know it. So we're getting a lot of questions around this topic. And one in particular that I want to start out with that people have emailed us, freedom@charliekirk.com. How should conservatives respond to this overreach from the Biden White House? Is noncompliance the smart strategic move? Even if it's not, I feel like it's our only option, isn't it? Yes. We need to enter a stage of noncompliance, of civil disobedience, and we need to be unafraid to engage in lawfare and sue the Biden regime, which we are prepared to do as soon as this OSHA rule comes down. Listen to what Joe Biden says in cut 83, play tape.
And all school officials trying to do the right thing by our children, I'll always be on your side. Let me be blunt. My plan also takes on elected officials in states that are undermining you in these life-saving actions. Right now, local school officials are trying to keep children safe in a pandemic while their governor picks a fight with them and even threatens their salaries or their jobs. Talk about bullying in schools. If they'll not help, If these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
And he's not actually focused on trying to beat the pandemic. He is focused on trying to use it as an excuse to expand his own political power. And the question is, if you are an employer like we are at Turning Point USA, do I have the power to actually protect my employees? Now, this is a totally different argument than Joe Biden realizes. Joe Biden is acting as if the employers want to mandate this and the employees are the ones that are just kind of running amok. No, my employees are the ones thanking me that I'm not mandating it. My employees are the ones coming up to me saying, thank you for standing up for our freedom. That's why they want to work for us. You see, the idea of freedom of commerce, free enterprise, is this idea of voluntary association, that you can work for you who you want to work for, and you cannot work for who you want to work for. Now, I think that argument actually falls apart when you have these massive companies that are forcing the vaccine on people. But if you have a company that is not engaging in force, that's actually very attractive. You have any idea how many resumes we have received at Turning Point USA in the last 2 weeks? Charlie, I need to go work for a place that doesn't mandate the vaccine. But now Joe Biden realizes that there was a competitive labor market that was starting to be created of employers that weren't mandating the vaccine. And so you have these massive companies, Goldman Sachs, you have these massive companies, Bank of America and Amazon. They don't want to have to compete for labor. What happened yesterday was an anti-competitive intervention into the economy to protect big business. Do you know that some of the best employees for some of the biggest firms were being prepared to leave to go to firms that did not require the vaccine? So now, all of a sudden, the big firms, they have a reason, they have an excuse to still mandate the vaccine and say, well, it's not us, it's the federal government. No matter where you go, you're going to have to get the vaccine. This is the untold story of what happened yesterday. Bank of America, JP Morgan, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, the evil companies that are undermining our country and that are funding the Democrat Party and hate your values, they were so pleased with what Joe Biden did yesterday, because what Joe Biden did yesterday is he evaporated and vaporized competition in the labor market. Cut 81, Department of Labor is developing emergency rule to require that all employers with 100 or more employees, I said this, hear it for yourself, cut 81.
Tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
So that is Joe Biden intervening and saying, hey, all of this new competitive labor market, which again, we as free market people, we love competition. So we see all these mandates and we're like, okay, well, in employers that don't mandate the vaccine, you're going to get the pick of the litter. You're going to get great workers that don't want to take the vaccine. Not anymore. All of a sudden, these big companies, they don't have to make adjustments maybe in wages or accommodations or exceptions or exemptions. You see, the more mandates that come down, all of a sudden, this kind of other economy that was being created gets eliminated almost immediately. And so now companies like ours at Turning Point USA, and you know, we have the best work, we have amazing people that work for us, honestly, phenomenal. And we have no lack of people that want to work for us, I can tell you. We're not going to comply with this garbage, and we will sue in federal court if we have to. I got a message from somebody, hey, Charlie, I run a testing company, really sweet guy from Florida. I said, yeah, we're not going to comply. He said, okay, God bless you. It's like, if you need the testing, I said, yeah, we're not going to do this. Thanks. And this idea of who owns your company. Is your company on loan from the federal government? Is it yours or is it the state's? That's a fundamental philosophical and, quite honestly, a contract law question. Does OSHA have the authority to walk into your place of business, count how many heads there are with masks on, asking the vaccine count? Now, I met somebody yesterday, and this might be a loophole. I might have discovered a major loophole in this entire mandatory vaccine fight. I might have. And it was all by accident. I was talking to somebody whose job was to deal with OSHA. His job is to deal with a massive amount of employees. And we were at this event yesterday for Turning Point USA. And he told me something that he is not allowed to do as human resource manager of this massive employee, because he's obviously sympathetic with us. And he said, Charlie, there's a law out there that I don't think people realize, and you've mentioned it before in your podcast. He's a podcast listener. He said, but this could be the defining way that all of a sudden we can beat vaccine mandates, that we can beat vaccine mandates in the corporate setting. Now, it might not be bulletproof, but it's a very technical thing that if all of you hold the line and you do not disclose whether or not you are vaccinated, I'm going to tell you about this conversation, which was brilliant. Look, I've been telling you guys about ExpressVPN on my show for months. Why have people not gotten ExpressVPN? Look, I use ExpressVPN all the time. You have our own government that is trying to spy on everyday Americans. And we know that. They spied on Tucker Carlson. So ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this. There's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners chose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Let me tell you about ExpressVPN. I've been using them before they approached our show to try to establish a partnership. And I am proud to be partnering with the VPN that I trust and I use on all my devices. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you just because you can use the internet without one? Look, if you are listening to the show, that means that maybe our own government or maybe international governments are wanting to listen to your conversations. Remember what Snowden revealed, everybody? It's creepy. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? That's not true. They're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and just tap one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. You need to encrypt your data and reroute it through a secure server. Protect your family, everybody. This is serious stuff. I trust ExpressVPN to protect my online data because they're rated number one by CNET and Wired, and they stand for my values and your values. Now it's time for you to take a stand. So right now, take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Charlie and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Charlie right now. These companies that are trying to strong arm people into getting vaccinated. We just got a question from Carl. And by the way, if I answer your question, freedom@charliekirk.com, you guys get a signed copy of my book. So please email them, freedom@charliekirk.com. Now, it's not the first one to make this argument, but I did talk to this human resource manager yesterday. He said, Charlie, I'm very limited as head of HR for this construction company to what I can ask my employees because of HIPAA. I am very, very limited. Now, according to HIPAAjournal.com, they say you can ask somebody of their vaccination status, but that's about it, is that you're not allowed to ask why, you're not allowed to ask about doctor's conversations, and there's even federal laws that they might be breaking if they ask the question incorrectly. So according to HIPAAjournal.com, it says, is it a HIPAA violation to ask about COVID vaccines? By the way, HIPAA is a Privacy Act for healthcare. There are 3 rules of HIPAA. There's the privacy rule, the security rule, and the breach notification rule. HIPAA, which was passed, when was it passed? It was passed in like 1996, I think, which was the Portability and Accountability Act, otherwise known as HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, which a privacy rule is. The privacy rule standards addresses the use and disclosure of individuals' health information by entities subject to the privacy rule. These individuals and organizations are called covered entities. The privacy rule also contains standards for individual rights to understand and control how their health information is used. A major goal of the privacy rule is to ensure that individuals' health information is properly protected while allowing the flow of health information needed to provide and promote high-quality healthcare. Now, this is an important thing. Here's what it says. According to HIPAAjournal.com, they say you can ask about it, but before you ask the question, organizations or companies should be prepared for how they'll respond to individuals' answers or how they'll respond if an individual refuses to answer the question. Refuse to answer is the issue, guys. If you refuse to answer, they cannot request your medical records. I mean, like, I'm not answering your question. I'm not complying. Maybe I'm vaccinated. Maybe I'm not. You're going to have to guess. Are you firing me because of some other reason? Now, the question is, does HIPAA apply to COVID vaccines? According to HIPAAjournal.com, it says yes. No, it doesn't, but only organizations that are HIPAA covered or business associates are subject to HIPAA regulations with regards to how information about vaccination status is collected, maintained, used, and disclosed. Organizations not covered by HIPAA may be subject to other federal, state, or international laws. Now, is it a HIPAA violation to ask about vaccinations? They say no, but it says this, quote, it is advisable for HIPAA-covered entities and organizations subject to other privacy protection laws to amend their privacy policy notices. You see this, everybody? All of your employees are going to be sending out new privacy policy notices soon. Like, oh yeah, just sign this. Don't sign it. They're going to try to get you to release your information on why and how they're being asked about their vaccination status and how the information will be protected. The answer is not yes, I'm vaccinated, or no, I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm not getting vaccinated. I'm happy to do that publicly. You should say to your employee, it's none of your business. You have to find out yourself. Go get my medical records. Good luck. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. Have a nice day. Don't fill in their stupid little form or portal. Say, I don't have to give you this information. Get a lawyer involved. Now, can a business ask for proof of vaccination? Depends on the state. But this is important, and no one's talked about this. According to HIPAA Journal, which is like the center of Fauciville, due to laws such as the ADA, the Americans with Disability Act, they cannot flatly refuse to provide service to a customer if they cannot provide their vaccination status. If a restaurant is saying that they're not going to serve you, they're breaking the law. Someone needs to go sue these restaurants immediately. They can just do it as an intimidation. We should go do this in Phoenix, by the way. Instead, if a customer has not been vaccinated or refuses to disclose their vaccination status, businesses can require the customer to wear a mask or can organize an outside delivery of their purchase. So these organizations, like what happened to Candace Owens, were like, we're not going to give you a test because we don't like your politics, which is what they said, or we're not going to seat you at the table. They're in violation of federal law of the American Disability Act. Sue now. Sue these companies, sue Marriott, sue Hilton, sue these massive restaurants that are asking for vaccination status. If the customer refuses to agree to the compromise, businesses can then refuse to provide a service on health and safety grounds. They have to give you the compromise under the ADA. But it's not this easy. They're not firing an employee just based on vaccination status. There's a lot more laws around this than people realize. We're going to keep on going into this, everybody. But the answer is this. It's none of your business. Try to get my medical records. Good luck. Have a nice day. 20 years ago, our world changed. Regardless of your views, the fact remains that we lost thousands of lives that horrific morning on September 11th and over the past 20 years since. Brave men and women in our first responder communities answered the call and rushed into the unknown as we watched in horror as the morning unfolded before our eyes. 343 firefighters were lost that day, and almost all of our first responders who answered that call have perished since. Minutemen Coffee, being unapologetically patriotic and constitutionally based, honors all of our men and women who serve and have served this amazing country. Minutemen Coffee is proud to partner with the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation to bring to America the 9/11 tribute roast and honor all of our first responders and military who have perished since 9/11. Give back and purchase the 9/11 tribute coffee, and all the net proceeds raised will benefit those heroes whom this amazing foundation serves. Go to MinutemenCoffee/911.com. That's MinutemenCoffee/911.com. And so the founding fathers wrestled with this question. And of course, there was the precursor to the United States Constitution, which was the Articles of Confederation, which was largely a mess. But there were some really good parts to the Articles of Confederation that recognized freedom of movement, Article 4, that there is a human right to allow people to move from one state to the other. Charles Pinckney, who drafted the current version, told the convention at the Articles of Confederation that this article was formed exactly upon the principles of the fourth article present in the Confederation. And this actually was said in the Constitutional Convention. Commentators since, though, have ever assumed that the framers omitted the express clause because it was redundant. Now, there have been many Supreme Court decisions, similarly in Paul v. Georgia, that founded that, quote, undoubted effects of the clause was to give the citizens of each state the right of free ingress into other states and egress from them. Movement between states, the founding fathers knew, was a constitutional right. If we are one country, you have the right to visit the entire country without checks, without boundaries, without vaccine passports. Now, a woman who is a very dark individual, I don't say that lightly, she is a dark soul. I pray for this woman. She was former head of Planned Parenthood. She talks that we need to mask children against their parents. She was on CNN saying this, and that's why I went into the articles in Confederation. Cut 90, CNN health pundit claims that we need to restrict travel between the United States and that it's a privilege. Cut 90.
I think we really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American, that if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. Travel and having the right to travel interstate, it's not a constitutional right as far as I know to board a plane. And so saying that if you want to stay unvaccinated, that's your choice. But if you want to travel, you better go get that vaccine.
And so as you heard there, the CNN health pundit, whatever that is, claims that it's a privilege, not a right, to be able to travel between states. Continues by saying that we should not allow people to carry around a card that could be easily faked. Instead, show me your papers. You must show me your papers. You know, it's so funny that for years they called Donald Trump the rise of the Third Reich. This is Nazis. These are people that are going to try to come in a fascist regime. 18 months later, show me your papers. Cut 91.
We really need to get behind a proof of vaccination system. We know that the honor code doesn't work. We shouldn't allow people to carry around pieces of paper that can be easily faked as well. We need a national proof of a vaccination system.
Okay. Sorry, I'm having some difficulty here in the tape back. So this is the new stated position of the medical establishment in this country. The new stated position is that if you do not have the correct paperwork of a vaccine that is decreasing in any sort of efficacy, and in fact showing data that it's helping spread the virus, you can't leave your own state. In fact, you might not even be able to leave your home. I want to read from you, a buddy of mine, Bill Federer, who's one of the smartest people ever, just a delightful human being. He writes in his book, The Real History from Plato to Present, Socialism. In fact, we got to get Bill Federer back on the podcast. He is terrific. Somebody asked me here this question. It was Greg from Rhode Island. He says, Charlie, why is that so few people are fighting back against these unconstitutional measures? I want to tell you all about the spiral of silence. The spiral of silence is a phrase that every single one of you should know about. The spiral of science will explain exactly why we are being suffocated by tyrants, and you look around to your left and you look to your right, and so few people are fighting or contesting for your values. Now, we have talked at length on our program about the Ash Conformity Experiment. The Ash Conformity Experiment was, of course, this experiment where several students were lined up, and one of the students was the actual test subject. The rest were in on it, and they were shown lines on a chalkboard. And they were asked which one of these lines is the longest and which one of them is the shortest. And the other ones that were the students that were in on the experiment, not the ones being tested, would all intentionally choose the shortest one. And amazingly, they were able to manipulate the test subject into saying something he knew that was actually not true. The Spiral of Silence was written and it was conducted by Elizabeth Noel Newman, who wrote The Spiral of Silence, Public Opinion, Our Social Skin. Every one of you should tell your friends this weekend in a cocktail party or at a gathering, hey, do you know about The Spiral of Silence? It'll make you sound really smart. In a controlled experiment, it was found that individuals denied their privately held values in order to conform to perceived publicly held values, thus avoiding a, quote, negative social judgment. The famous Chuck Colson commented on this about being one of the powers of peer pressure. In Breakpoint, November 2nd, 2011, the Emperor's News Clothes, Breaking the Spiral of Silence, he wrote this, quote, One of the experiments that was conducted was about wine tasting. Participants were given three samples of wine. In reality, all three samples were from the same bottle, and one had even been heavily tainted with vinegar. Before they delivered their evaluation, they listened to other participants who were plants, they were in on it, who praised the vinegar-laced wine as the best, the disgusting wine. Half of the participants went against their own taste buds and joined in praising the vinegary concoction. Colson went on to explain that once people come to believe the lie, they participated in enforcing it on others. This is so important, everybody. It's not just about believing the lie. You then become a stormtrooper for the lie. It's not enough just to say that, oh yeah, I believe that the vaccine's the greatest thing ever. Biden is using the spiral of silence to create an army to enforce his own concoction of lies. Nick Chatter, professor of behavioral science at University of Warwick, wrote in, quote, "Would you stand up to an oppressive regime?" A phenomenal piece of writing. He said this: "The vast majority of people aren't prepared to rebel against totalitarian rulers." An analysis that was done by organizational theorist James March and Norwegian political science Johan Olsen from 2004 argued that human behavior is governed by what? Humans' tendency to conform to unwritten rules of appropriate behavior. I'm going to tell you how social controlled we have been. And here in California, trying to help get Gavin Newsom recalled, and I was outside of a grocery store, right near Whole Foods, to go into a restaurant. And almost without even thinking about it, I went into the glove compartment to go get a mask. And I stopped myself. I said, what am I doing? Where all of a sudden, my subconscious was saying, you need to go wear a mask. You need to go comply to get into this place. Now, thankfully, this restaurant was actually totally mask-free. So what does human psychology tell us about this new Biden mandate? Why are people not fighting back against it? It's because it's not who we are. It's because people want to live in that spiral of silence. People will keep their supposedly wrong-thinking opinions to themselves if it means that they can socially conform. We are conforming creatures. Most people don't want to fight back against a tyrant. Most people would rather just be taken care of. Chuck Colson continues by saying, what sustains the norm? The desire to, quote, avoid a negative social judgment from one's peers. Simply stated, out of a desire to avoid reprisal or isolation, people go along with what they think is the popular opinion. Go wear a mask, vaccinate children, shut down your businesses. Even if they object to this opinion personally, instead of voicing their objections, they remain silent. Tells you a lot about what we're living through, doesn't it? I said the other day, the silence is so loud, it's deafening. The sound of silence of people that thought that we thought were going to defend us. Why? It's because human psychology tells us everything we need to know. Their tendency to conform to unwritten rules of appropriate behavior. They want to live in the spiral of silence. They want to live in the hot tub and jacuzzi of lies. It's comfortable. They're being taken care of. They don't want to get out of the sauna of deception. They don't want to actually have to contest and stare into the eyes of the tyrants and the despots who might take them out of that place of conformity and actually might have them be the one person that raised their hand. And I can tell you, growing up, when we were taught the atrocities of World War II, we were taught about the Soviet gulag camps. When we were taught about this, I remember some of my classmates smugly said, this will never happen here. I would stand up against this in a second. And boy, were they wrong. Human behavior is not to stand up against Joseph Stalin, stand up against Tukhachevsky, stand up against all this. No, no, no. It's to go be a prison guard. To go put people on a rail car. To go actually oversee the creation of a gulag. The spiral of silence is plaguing our nation. Do you have the courage to speak up? Look, when was the last time you had American meat? Chances are it's been way too long. Did you know that over 80% of grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? You guys have got to get Good Ranchers. Get the box of meat straight from American Ranchers. Look, by getting Good Ranchers, you satisfy a couple needs. Number one, I know all of you have to eat, so that's good. Number two, I know you want to eat meat, not that fake stuff that is lack of testosterone and full of soy. You need real meat so that you guys can build muscle mass. Good Ranchers can do that. GoodRanchers.com. Number three, you guys want to support this show. I know a lot of you say, how can we support this show? It's GoodRanchers.com for a safe and convenient way to order your meat. And number four, you guys all love America. You don't want to give your money to China without realizing it. Well, GoodRanchers.com delivers American craft beef and better than organic chicken. The good news about Good Ranchers, just hung out with them, phenomenal people. They have T-bones, fillets, strips, gourmet burgers, and more at half the price of online competitors. And you get the steakhouse quality you deserve at a price every family can afford. Don't bring mystery meats into your home. Be the hero your family needs by ordering Good Ranchers today. When we get Good Ranchers, we get this box. It's a box of fillet. And Andrew is a box thief. Every time the box comes, he flies in special. The box is gone. And then he sends me these pictures right next to his Japanese car eating American beef. You guys want to get the box. It's so good. We have fights over this. It has declared an office civil war over Good Ranchers of who gets the next box of Good Ranchers meat. So check it out right now. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie or just use the promo code Charlie at checkout. Again, buy American, support our show. You all have to eat. It's great meat. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. One of our listeners, Doug from Westlake Village, you guys all know Doug. He said, Charlie, I know what you need to start calling the virus. And so now I will interchangeably call the virus, the Chinese coronavirus, and also the Fauci virus. We need to say the man who created the virus was Dr. Anthony Fauci. He was the one that went into the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and he gain-of-function research, and lied under oath. Now, people are saying, well, Fauci's going to go to prison. No, he won't. Fauci will be paid millions of dollars. He will be deified, and he will be platformed. He's not going to prison anytime soon. Now, they will investigate conservatives. They will go after Donald Trump. They'll indict his friends. But after Fauci, no way. No, he is a protected class. That's the way it works in this country. Okay, let's get to some more sound here. First, I want to get to some questions. I want to get a question, and we'll see if we can loop in some sound here and try to do all this together. Charlie, am I wrong? I remember when all my classes in school I had growing up that the states had sovereignty and the federal government does not have the last word. I thought the federal government was the choice of the states coming together to protect us. The president cannot threaten the governors of each state for not complying, I guess is what happens when they remove government from schools. Thank you. It's half true. I will say this, that the states did create the federal government. That's totally right. But after the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s, we destroyed states' rights. It was over. Now, some components of the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s were terrific. Some were dreadful and never should have been part of the law. And so we got rid of states' rights as soon as an anti-racist coalition, as they would call themselves, could take over the Department of Justice and go down to small businesses in Mississippi and say, we think you're racist, we're taking your radio license away, which is something that actually happened. We are fooling ourselves with the idea of private property as long as we live under the Civil Rights Act regime post-1960s. But yes, there is still some differences between states, thankfully. But when the federal government wants to crack down, they almost always get their way. Ron DeSantis, again, being one of the few governors that leads on this issue before it becomes popular to do so. Cut 87. Ron DeSantis, how can we get to the point in this country where you have not let them earn a living because of their choice on the vaccine? This is a moral argument. I want you to listen. This is what makes Ron DeSantis different. You see, kind of like a George W. Bush Republican, might be a nice person. They'd make an economic argument. Well, what's good for GDP growth? What is good for the Nicaraguan immigrants that are coming here? Yeah, okay. You know, we're a nation of immigrants. Ron DeSantis makes an immoral argument. He says, how is it in our country where you can't let people earn a living because of their choice? Ron DeSantis is willing to make moral arguments, not just utilitarian arguments. I hope that you understand the significance of that, because I didn't realize it until recently. If you dive deeper, most Republicans make utilitarian arguments. Yeah, we need to go create more jobs and do all this. No. What is the moral right? These are our workers. These are our people. Cut 87.
I can say the one thing that I'm concerned about is I'm trying to force mandates on individuals and businesses. How could we get to the point in the country where you would want to have someone lose their job because of their choice about the vaccine or not? I mean, look, some folks have reasons to do. Maybe they're making the wrong decision, but to put them out of work and send them and not let them earn a living because of this, I just think that that's fundamentally wrong.
And so the question, and Ron DeSantis might say, maybe they're making the wrong decision. That sort of humility is lacking in so many leaders, because when you don't know, then you should yield to rights. Now, there are some things we do know. Having children is a moral good for society. We should encourage having more children in America. Believing in a creator is a moral good for society. But pushing this vaccine, Ron DeSantis said, look, maybe it's the right choice, maybe it's not. You yield to rights. Here's a good rule for government. When there is a plethora of choices and no one knows the right choice and you're confused, go to rights. What do I mean by that? Allow people to choose. Just say, you have the right to make this decision. You have the right to make that decision. I'm not going to tell you what's best for your life. That's the way we used to design American society. But now the new regime says, no. That's done. We control you. And I want to say God bless Ron DeSantis and many other for standing up for us. It's a brave and courageous thing he's doing. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.